More deadly apartheid era secrets are expected to come to light as the inquest into the death of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Chief Albert Luthuli, which was officially reopened on Monday, 58 years after his death, kicked off this week. The NPA's lead prosecutor says evidence to be presented in the reopened inquiry would expose collusion between the security police, district surgeons, pathologists, prosecutors and magistrates. Now we have on the line MTS Kaji, whose relentless search for the truth of the death of his own uncle, Ahmed Timol, at the hands of apartheid police, also resulted in a similar inquest. MTS, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Malana.
You know, I've been looking at some of the comments on social media, right? Even African people, indigenous people who suffered the most during apartheid, they seem to be somewhat skeptical. They say, why are we spending so much of time and resources when this happened so long ago? Rather focus on what these people gave their lives for. And that is a better life for all South Africans. Take that same money and put it into housing or put it into poverty alleviation. There is the counter argument about closure for the family and setting the historical record straight. What are your thoughts?
Yes, very interesting question, Molana. Interesting comments that you are making. Look, this is music to the ears for those apartheid era perpetrators and supporters of the racist nationalist party regime. This is exactly what they have always wanted, for us to never revisit our past. They've expected us after 1994 to close this chapter for a whole range of various reasons. Because they don't want to be reminded about their criminal activities, their gross human rights violations that they've inflicted on millions of people. And basically that they were part of a system that was declared by the United Nations a crime against humanity. So this is music to the ears. But from a personal perspective, let me just respond to some of the comments that you've raised that appear on social media. You know, for me personally, Molana, who spent my entire life focusing on the life of my late uncle and helping many other families, it serves as a platform, as a pillar for us to continue the struggle. Yes, we need to reopen this inquest, get closure. The reality is that most perpetrators have passed on, and those that are living take absolutely no responsibility. But looking back into the life of Chief Albert Luthuli, and remember on the same day, the reopened inquest on Griffith Ntenge also opened. His wife, Victoria, was also murdered a number of years later. So if we look at the lives of these three individuals, they were absolutely revolutionaries of the highest order. God-fearing people who dedicated their life to fighting for freedom in this country, which you and I, and those same people on social media that are commenting today, are enjoying. So for me, reopening this inquest brings closure to these families, but more importantly, it's a process of conscientizing. It must inspire us to be better South Africans. It must convey a message to those holding political office that their comrades did not die for them to become multimillionaires. They are expected to serve and to continue the struggle from political office. That would be my understanding. That would be my take responding to those on social media who want to continuously, like I repeat, music to the ears of the apartheid era supporters, want us to forget the past. You see, there's another angle to this, Molana.
Yeah.
Reopening this inquest, what it does, first and foremost, it reminds those that were privileged during apartheid of what they enjoyed and the fact that the majority of them remain silent, right? But then there's another aspect to it, because there are those in our own communities, non-white communities who collaborated with the racist apartheid regime, who benefited financially, who sold out our loved ones. So when these matters get reopened, there's a lot of anxiety and nervousness on the part of many for a whole range of different reasons. And I would also take it a bit further. That if we look into the contemporary South African political challenges that we face today, and want to know why the country is facing this massive unemployment and the economy not growing and all the other various challenges we face around security and crime, we need to go back and revisit how did we get here. So this narrative that I'm presenting is not presented in a public domain. And I also monitor social media. I mean, what is really transpired? And I understand where they come from. The ANC is becoming a laughing stock. And it must be criticized and condemned for the actions that they've committed and they've embarked upon based on the performance in the last 30 years. But these men and women who died belong to the same ANC. This was an ANC that stood for values and stood for principles.
So
joining the ANC during apartheid meant arrest, detention, and death. You can figure out what it means today to become a member of the ANC.
So in terms of your experience, right, with the inquest into your late uncle's death, how difficult is it to uncover the truth in an inquest so many years later? One would assume a lot of documents would have gone missing intentionally or unintentionally. Like you said early on, many of the perpetrators, many of the witnesses are no longer alive.
No, obviously it's very difficult. And that is why we must commend those prosecutors, investigating officers, those director of public prosecutions, and specifically the late Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Rodney de Kock, who was pivotal in changing the shift in post-TRC prosecution. Extremely difficult. But if there is a political will, as demonstrated by the KZN DPP's office, these matters can be reopened. And they will be reopened. And I can tell you there are a number of other cases that are going to be reopened. In the Mathews Bebelane case in Joburg, in the Northwest, there's the case of Boyton Klapi, and many, many, many other matters are going to be reopened. So if there is a political will to reopen these cases, it will be done. And it then raises another question. Why were these matters not addressed and resolved at the TRC, Molina? Because that was the platform for perpetrators to come forward. And we know the answer. The majority of white South Africans took absolutely no responsibility. They never apologized. Those in the security structure never came forward to make full disclosure to be granted amnesty. Big business and capital who thrived during apartheid were silent.
All right, MTS, shukran so much for your time and for chatting to us. I really appreciate it.
It's really my pleasure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.